I'd like to take this opportunity to say a word of thanks on behalf of the party to the hotel staff here for the excellent service which they've given us today, and we'd like you to put your hands together for that. And also, I'd like you to express appreciation to our own DUP staff for all that they have done as well. And just in case I sound like Barney McGuigan, thank you, Mr. Eastwood. I'd like to say a very big thank you to Lord Morrow for chairing the proceedings today. Certainly, we deeply appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, we come to the end of our conference, and I thank you for your patience. Thank you for all that you have given, the help that you've given us today, the encouragement that you've been to the party leader, and also all the speakers this afternoon. Quite often, you know, Ulster people are quite reticent to blow their own trumpet detailing all that they have achieved. And quite often we are also hesitant to take the credit for the things that have been achieved on behalf of our constituents. Indeed, in actual fact, we go further. Quite often we're embarrassed whenever others proclaim the virtues and successes that we've had on their behalf. And the reason for that is very simple. We in the Democratic Unionist Party, unlike others, are not in politics for personal praise, but we genuinely believe that we are here to be a voice for the people of Northern Ireland. I said in the party broadcast that we're standing up for Northern Ireland, being a voice for the farmer, the widow, the disadvantaged, the disabled, the elderly, or any other person in need. But ladies and gentlemen, we do have a success story to tell, and I think it's important that certainly we do draw that to the attention of the people of Ulster. Just think about it a few years ago. The Provosts and their companions in Sinn Féin promised to rob Northern Ireland of its British heritage by 2016, that we're going to be a part of a united Ireland. Let's be honest about it. The Provosts failed. All that they did against us, they failed. And unionism won through and are still standing today. And at the end of all, and at the end of all their murder, and the end of all that they've done against us, remember this, we're still proud of our wee Ulster, and we do believe that 6 into 26 still does not go and will not go. And so therefore, we're able to say this, that we should be very proud of the achievement of Peter. First of all, we are very proud of the heritage that Dr. Paisley left to this country. And he did leave a great heritage to this country. And we should never forget that we are where we are today because of the determination and the courage and the fortitude and the bravery of Dr. Paisley all those years ago whenever he commenced the Ulster Democratic Unionist Party. Whoever would have dreamed that the day would come whenever Sinn Féin would be sitting in Stormont administering British rule in Ulster, passing laws that have to receive and have to get and require royal assent from Her Majesty the Queen. We have a message today. Gerry, Marty, your United Ireland project is dead. And we have every intention of ensuring that it get buried in a Sadducee's grave, never to be resurrected again. Friends, I think that you and I can be very proud of the achievements of this party. The DUP is positive about building a better future for Northern Ireland. In government, we must strenuously oppose the Republican agenda and rule fairly on behalf of all the people of this province. And therefore, I want you to go away today from this conference encouraged and emboldened and inspired by a team of representatives that have spoken on this platform today, that have spoken on your behalf. We can feel in this province a team of representatives, whether they be in Europe, whether they be in Westminster, or whether they be in Stormont, of which this party and the people of Ulster ought to be rightly proud. And also right across our councils, we deeply appreciate the voice of the Democratic Unionist representatives. And I do join with others in congratulating those that were elected recently to the 11 super councils across this province. But I say to you this as we close. Whilst we are confident of our message, and we should be confident of our message, because if we do not believe our message, then nobody else will believe us. We have to believe what we are about, and I believe that we have a message to declare. But we must not take anyone for granted. We must never be arrogant. We must remember we owe where we are today because of the goodness of the people of Ulster through the ballot box. The electorate does not owe us success. We must work for every vote across this province. And we are about defending the weak and the vulnerable, but also moving ahead with providing well-paid jobs for our citizens. And therefore, our commitment this day at the final part of this conference is very simple. The Democratic Unionist Party will always act in the best interests of Northern Ireland. If you want a voice to be strong, determined, and ringing in the corridors of Westminster and on the floor of the House of Commons, it's only the Democratic Unionist Party that can be that voice for Northern Ireland. And therefore, send once again a strengthened, united and encouraged team to an energised team to Westminster on the 7th of May. But what can I do, perhaps you'll say, as we finish? As delegates, as we leave this conference today, there is something you can do. The Democratic Unionist has a positive message to tell, but the people will only hear it if you tell it. And therefore, we have got to go together, elected representatives, candidates, we have got to go together as workers into the streets, into the towns, into the shops, the highways, the byways, and share this story that Northern Ireland is safe within the Union. The recovery is gathering pace, and I do believe, and we do believe, that Ulster has a brighter future. Therefore, you must tell them, your cause is our cause. Your vote will determine the outcome and the future of political stability of this province and perhaps even the next government of the United Kingdom. Many take that for granted, and may God indeed grant us the favour with the people and victory in the days ahead. We have come a long road. Many times it's been hard. There's been many an uphill. There's many a deep valley. But thank God we've come through. And today we are a strong, determined, united voice for Ulster. And we can say we're proud of our wee province. And as I always finish, it's simply this. We're proud of our wee Ulster, and Ulster shall be free. If Ulster means as much to you as Ulster means to me. Three cheers for Ulster. Hip hip. Hip hip. Hip hip. Hooray. Ladies and gentlemen, be upstanding, please. The national anthem.
God save our gracious Queen. Long live our noble Queen. God save our Queen. Send her victorious, happy and glorious, long to reign over us. God save our Queen.
The Queen, good evening. God bless you. Travel safely home. Thank you for coming.